Hello and welcome to this week's episode of SBC Podcast. We have with us today Kerry Heaps, podcaster, publisher, speaker, author, and president of Book, Speak, Repeat. And I love how to the point everything you are doing is. So, Kerry, tell us about your journey a little bit and how you came to create all these projects and how entrepreneurs can leverage them and what advice you have.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so honored to be here with you and with your listening audience. So one of my companies is Book, Speak, Repeat. We actually work with speakers and help them find speaking engagements through the association market, college and trade show market, and also private sector for private company training and private events. I've been doing this. I've had my own business for 16 years now, and we started Book, Speak, Repeat. I guess we're going on 5 years now, I believe. So it's been an excellent way. I like to tell everyone, you know, regardless of what industry you're in, speaking is a great paid marketing tool for you to get other clients, for you to establish yourself as an expert, just like, you know, getting featured in the media does. And it's just a wonderful way to put yourself out there and, you know, garner that expert status and get new additional clients for whatever business you're in, whether you are an electrician, plumber, real estate agent, business coach, it doesn't matter. You can still get paid to speak.
Right. No, that is totally true. And I agree with it. I mean, initially, like naturally, like most of us are not inclined to do like self-promotion or anything like that. But nevertheless, any business you are in nowadays, you kind of have to promote and you're kind of in the media, whether you like it or not. So with that being said, because a lot of people don't think about that naturally, what are some good natural starting places for people to kind of get their feet wet? And, you know, whether it's about crafting the message or where can they start?
Well, it's very easy to get started. And actually getting booked as a speaker is not a difficult process. I do find people like to complicate it. But what I tell everyone is, you know, most people will say to me, well, I don't know what I would talk about, or I don't really know how to get started. So the first thing you want to do is write down, you know, when you go to a networking event or to a chamber event, or you go over to someone's house, maybe for New Year's Eve this evening, and they're like, hey, what do you do? And you tell them, oh, I'm a lawyer, I'm an accountant. You know, you just fill in the blank. What are the top five things that you hear back from people, like the top five questions that they have for you? Because everyone has these. Real estate agents do, you know, tax attorneys do, CPAs do. Someone will come back and they can always rattle off to me, I always get asked about this, this, and this. And I'm like, well, great. Those are your potential speaking topics right there. Because that's what the marketplace is wanting. When people start asking you questions about what do you do, you know, what advice do you have for this, this, and this, then you know that is your next step. Those are the things people are interested in hearing about. And if those people are interested in hearing about that, you know, maybe you're a real estate agent and they want to know, you know, one of the questions you always get is, how can I not get pay too much for a house or get a bad deal for a house? Mm-hmm. What tips do you have? Then that can be the top five tips to make sure that you are getting the best deal for your house or getting maximizing your dollars for the real estate that you're going to buy. So that's a great topic right there. So that's your topic. And then what you need to do is write down kind of a summary of what that topic could be about, you know, how you would actually talk to them about it, what you would include when you're talking, just some things, you know, talking points per se, no more than a paragraph, maybe four or five sentences. Then what you want to do is you want to come up with 3 to 5 takeaways for that. Meaning if I came and I heard you talk on podcasting, like how to start a podcast, what are some actionable items as soon as I leave that room that I can implement? So you can put attendees will learn, you know, the top 5 things they need to have in place before they start a podcast. So putting it in that format. Now, why that format? Meeting planners need to have it in that format for their marketing material. They need to know you're the expert. They're not going to write this for you, because if they write it up, it changes the complexity of what you're saying. It could change the whole speech. Mm-hmm. So it's your job to write this, and you need to have it in that format. You're always going to be asked for that, for your topic summary, 3 to 5 takeaways. So that's going to be your first step. And you might come up with 3 or 4 topics that you didn't think about, but try to focus on 1 or 2. Get specific, because again, this is all about looking at it as a paid marketing tool. you know, establishing yourself as the expert. And if you are able to do that, you need to be able to give people what they want. That's why I always tell everybody, go back to what are the top five things people ask you when they hear what you do. It's just like with me being an entrepreneur, I have so many, how did you get started? How do you make money? Oh, it must be so great working from home. And, you know, so those are all topics that I can speak on because that is what the public wants. That's where the interest lies. Mm-hmm. So it's never what you think is going to sell. It's what your potential audience, what they would benefit from hearing, what they want to hear. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely. I love it. I love it because, you know, we get all these ideas flying around and whatnot. And then, you know, people's attention spans are how they are. But also, like, I love that idea of the frequently asked questions as a starting point, because that really cuts through all the other BS and then really zeroes in on what your potential clients or your audience, you know, is going to be interested in. So I know in my industry, there's always things that get people like that trip them that where they make the mistakes, whether it's not being consistent or not doing the proper disclosures or whatnot. What is it in your areas of expertise that you see people make the mistakes over and over? It's something that gets them all the time.
There's several. First and foremost, I would say focusing on the wrong things. And some of the wrong things that people will focus on is they think they need to have a speaker's reel or a video of them speaking. You don't. We get asked for video maybe 50% of the time. And if you don't have it, it is not a deal breaker. Use a media interview like what we're doing right now, showcasing your expertise. So they'll spend time on that. They will self-sabotage, meaning instead of actually doing the work to get booked as a speaker, because it's like the name of my company, Book, Speak, Repeat. It's a repeat. It's a loop process. You just keep doing the same process over and over again. You don't change it. The wheel works. There's no fixing it, you know? So getting caught up in that, asking for too many outside opinions, that's probably been the biggest killer that I have seen for so many people that get into the speaking industry. They start asking other people, well, what do you think I should do? Well, unless they're ready to book you on a speaking gig and pay you, who cares? It doesn't matter. Don't ask them. Don't ask. It's just like being an entrepreneur. Everyone's going to have an opinion about it. And most of those opinions will be negative. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. And you already have some doubt within yourself anyway. You don't want to fuel that fire. So, you know, keeping certain things to yourself, to your business coach or to whoever you're working with. And, you know, the other thing would be, well, there's two more things. Be easy to work with. And what do I mean by that? It seems like that's like being in kindergarten, like don't eat the paste, you know? You want to make sure that you're easy to work with, meaning you're negotiable on your fees. There are more speakers now than there are paid events. So you have to be negotiable. End of story. If you're greedy and you come in there like, oh, I want this amount of money, you're not going to work. You're going to have a difficult time. Mm-hmm. So be easy to work with. If they ask you, hey, I need you to get your PowerPoint to me by Tuesday at 5:00, have it to them on Monday. Mm-hmm. You know, don't wait till the last minute. Don't have them chasing you down, because the meeting planning industry is actually quite small. And I am a former meeting planner, so I know this from heart. If I'm working with a speaker and they have been horrible to work with, when people ask me for recommendations, do not work with a person. And it's not that I'm trying to be mean. I'm trying to save a fellow coworker, you know, having to deal with, because the educational component itself is extremely important. Who spouts out that educational content isn't, because there, for every one person that you think, oh, I'm the only one qualified in this industry to do that. No, there's 10 more just like you that are even more qualified or just as qualified. So be easy to work with. The last thing I would say, and I shouldn't even have to say this, but be easy to reach. So many speakers right now, and I do help meeting planners find people. Sometimes if we don't have what they need, I'll do a Google search with them. You know, we'll be on the phone together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, I'm like, okay, check out this person's website. Okay, great. We go to their contact us page. There's no information, no address, no phone number. There's a contact us form. We go to fill it out. We get a 404 error. At that point, we're like, forget it, move on. Because if you can't think enough, you're in business for yourself. You need to be accessible, reachable, your phone number, address, whatever, email, it all needs to be there. Mm-hmm. Now with that too, just like I talked to some speakers today, I told one of them, look, I sent them an email and I said, listen, I've been trying to reach you. your voicemail box is full. If I'm a meeting planner, guess what? Right. Mm-hmm. You're going in the pile, buddy. The bad pile. I'm not even going to bother. Right. I don't need to. I have a ton of other people I can call. So if you're hard to reach, you think that, you know, some people do that thinking it's going to make them look more attractive. It doesn't. All it does is you go on by. So be easy to reach. That's another really big one. And do not, if you work from home, have a separate phone number. I don't care if it's a separate cell phone, if it's a separate, you know, office line or a voiceover box, whatever. But do not have your children answering the phone. Do not have, you know, this is another thing. We called another gentleman and his wife answered the phone. And, you know, I just said, you know, I'm looking for so-and-so. And she's like, oh, you know, we're not interested. Can you take us off of your list? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I think there's some confusion here. I said, is he still speaking? Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I thought we did business with you. And I'm like, at this point, you're not doing business. So I'm thinking to myself, take me off your list. What?
Wow.
No. Yeah. So that, I mean, I have tons of horror stories of where people, you'd be surprised how many people who are, we're ready to hire them, but they, something stupid, and there's no other term for it. It's just stupid. They lose the job and we go on to someone else. Wow. So that is a big thing, believe it or not. The communication, if you're not easy to contact, we're going to the next one. It's no skin off our back. So that's a big one.
Yeah. True words of wisdom. I mean, it's like, I think that applies to businesses, applies to individuals, anybody looking to do business, anybody looking for a job, anything. Like if you want to do any, and obviously bring in value, totally agree. But as the adage goes, you know, common sense is not always common practice. So.
It really isn't. And I will tell you, you hit the nail on the head. It's a speaking opportunity. It's a job. It may be 30 minutes. It may be an hour. It may be a training session of 4 hours, but it is still a job. And you have to look at it as you're auditioning as a candidate. And whether people want to realize that or not, that's how it is. And if you fail that audition, you know, again, there's tons of other people that they can select from. It's not like the speaking industry has changed so much over the years, but, you know, back in the 90s, there were more paid engagements than there were speakers. It's no longer like that. And it hasn't been for quite some time. So competition's steep. But like I said, people take themselves out of the running by silly things like that. Just silly things. Not responding back. I mean, that's really, it's a big one. Believe it or not. And
It's both rude and unprofessional, especially like obviously if you're going after opportunities and you're saying to people, hey, contact me. And then great stuff. I'm sure you have a lot of stories. That is really, really interesting. On another side, like, okay, if there are people like that really want to do that, and then one of their biggest enemies is themselves, either or like the imposter syndrome or like being I'm not good enough or all of that. Do you have any tips for situations like that for people who are, that's their biggest struggle, is that side of things?
I would say a couple of things, you know, for the people who are, you know, if you're feeling like, hey, I can't, you know, I don't know what I would talk about. You know, again, I go back to what I said earlier, write down a list of everything that you get asked about, because believe me, there are people who want to hear what you have to say. Everyone's an expert in their industry. You know, again, I use the example of being a plumber or being a real estate agent. And, you know, those are two different categories that, when you have someone who can tell you how to, you know, this is what you should do when you're hiring a plumber, or these are things you can do on your own. People are interested in that knowledge. And again, it sets the bar that you're the expert in the industry. So it's very important to do. You can use it to get clients. Those people sitting in that audience that signed up to hear you speak, they're interested in what you have to say for a reason. There's something that you're saying you can solve their problem.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times after I've spoken that people come up to me afterwards, do you do private training? And I'm like, yes. And that's where I get a lot of my repeat business, or the people who are willing to pay me top dollar.
Yeah.
But if you're not there, if you're not in front of that audience, they don't know about you. You know, so it's really, like I said, paid marketing tool. You're getting paid to be in front of an audience of 20 or 30 people or more, or, you know, 200, whatever, that can actually hire you at that point. So you want to make sure that you are showing up, you're bringing your best foot forward, practicing your presentation. You should be practicing ongoing, you know, not just in the beginning. But, you know, if somebody is like, oh, I don't know if I can do it, you know, have faith in yourself. You'd be surprised how many people who would do so well at that. And, you know, the thing about speaking is you're the expert. If you feel like, hey, I just messed up, nobody's really going to know but you, you know, so keep that in mind. Yeah. The self-sabotaging, the best defense with that is having a good system set up where you are, you know, you're making your calls, you're filling out the call for speaker forms. And people do get business from that. I know there's, you know, so many people are like, I hate filling out those forms. You still need to do it. You know, for every 20 to 30 forms you fill out, you're going to have one or two coming back saying that they're interested, but you've got to consistently do it. So it's, it's staying on that, you know, okay, I know what I need to do each week and not getting off track. One thing this year speakers have done is they've stopped marketing. You know, I have some that have said they're going to wait till COVID is completely over. Well, COVID's not going to be over. It's just like swine flu, H1N1. I had that back in 2011 or whenever that made the rounds. And it was awful. But that was H1N1. Now we're up to H1N4 and 5 now. You know, they don't go away. So you can't, you have to learn to, and in any industry, not let the noise affect you.
You
have to be willing to, you know, put on blinders, put on, you know, put in earplugs and not let the noise affect you.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice.
And great advice. Cause I mean, the best antidote to worry and all of that is action. It's just, if you turn that into good energy and you get going, benefits are double. One, you're not sitting there worrying, and the other, you start seeing results for your actions. So, yeah, totally agreed on that, Carrie. And you have a lot of great material, and we could be going for probably hours, especially if you start getting into the stories. But for the sake of time, is there something that you want to share with the audience that hasn't come up in the conversation?
The other thing that I would share is that, you know, with the speaking industry, it is, it takes time. It has to build momentum. You know, I see a lot of people who get into it, you know, they do this for a couple of weeks and they're like, oh, this isn't working for me. That's not enough time. You, the momentum needs to build over a 3 to 6 month time period of you consistently putting in effort, you know, maybe 2 hours a week or 3 hours a week. It doesn't have to be a lot, but you have to get started and you have to consistently do this. And you have to realize too, you know, like right now, a lot of the big events, what they're hiring for call for speakers, it's for events that are happening late summer, fall of 2021. You know, a lot of these things are planned very far in advance. Colleges, universities, private companies, I have not seen any kind of private training opportunity turn around in less than 90 days. So being ready, you know, you have to be patient. You have to believe in what you're doing. Know that you're an expert and always taking that first step. Yes. The first time I went out on stage, I was shaking and I was wearing boots, thankfully, but I was literally like shaking in my boots. And, you know, but one of the things that I did to make myself more comfortable is I got there a few minutes early and as people were filing into the room, I think I had like 180 people there. I would go around and I'd introduce myself and I'm like, hey, I'm Carrie Eaps. I'm a speaker today. Thanks for signing up. Was there anything in particular you wanted to learn? You know, so that way I kind of got, I had familiar faces in the audience and then I got feedback from them like, hey, yeah, I actually wanted to learn about whatever, you know, and then if there was something that I wasn't going to go over that they talked about, I'd make a note of it and make sure I went over it. And the other thing that I would do is once I took the stage, I would tell people, hey, again, thank you for signing up to stay with me for the next 45 minutes. I know there's tons of other educational tracks going on right now and you chose to spend your time with me. Now, I know some of you may be having issues or problems right now that I can't solve in that 45 minute period. Know that I will be here for, you know, another 15 or 20 minutes. I'll be hanging out. You're welcome to come up to me afterwards if you don't want to ask your questions during the Q&A session. I'll be here. You can ask me one-on-one. And if you have to run to another session, and I would always hold up my business card and say, just come up here, grab one of my cards and leave me one of yours. And I'll reach out to you after the conference is over. And just by doing that, I got people coming up and, you know, taking my business card, leaving me theirs. And again, that's where I would get a lot of my private training gigs. And it also made for the reviews in my class. They're always good. I've had one or two that it wasn't bad. It was just kind of like, oh, I thought it was going to be something different. But by doing those two things, that really made me feel more comfortable. I felt more connected with the audience because we were having a conversation. And it also gave me an opportunity to collect leads. So, you know, again, you just, you got to take that chance. My, I modeled when I was very young and my modeling instructor and agent at the time, Marcia Dahl Falconberry, she said to me, if you are not willing to promote yourself, why should anyone else? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with speaking. You've got to put yourself out there. You are the expert. You have to own that. And always remember, you're doing yourself a not just yourself, but the people who you can help. You're doing them a disservice by not promoting yourself, by not getting out there. Because those people may go seek help from someone else who isn't as qualified as you, and they could wind up getting hurt. So you're doing them a disservice by not putting yourself out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's like, I heard something like similar to that. It's like, people are waiting to hear from you. I mean, don't keep them waiting. So it's, I totally agree. So really great advice, whether it's, by creating and keeping the momentum and being patient, because obviously all the things that are worth it are not going to come overnight. And so much, so much more great advice in there, Carrie. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, what they can do, if they're interested in being a speaker, they can go to bookspeakrepeat.com. We have an inquiry form on there. They can fill it out. I usually will call people. I can talk with you. You may not be a good fit for us or a good fit for the program, depending upon where you're at, but I'm always happy to have a conversation and just see what tips and suggestions I can offer.
Awesome. Awesome. So we will share that too in the notes. But with that, it has been a pleasure to have you on the podcast, Carrie, and thanks for stopping by. Listeners, this concludes today's episode of the SBC podcast. Be on the lookout for next week's episode. Feel free to listen to any previous episodes on iTunes or your favorite channel or on our blog at sbchecks.com. Thank you.